a man. I'm so friggin' horny.
I said, listen, bitch. I ain't gonna say it to it any goddamn time.
Fuck you! Fuck you! And fuck you! Excuse
me. I'm gonna say it one time.
One shit.
And I'm gonna say that.
One shit.
All right.
Yeah.
We're back in the mix. It's been 3 weeks, a little hiatus. The Hoop Hammer Talking Walnut Zone 5 Sports back in the hizzy.
In the hizzy for shizzy.
It's about damn time. So,
mix it up.
First line of business. Hammer, you got a thong on, correct?
No, sir.
What?
I know. Well, I didn't go toss it on because I lost McNair bet. He didn't change teams.
Toss it on.
Okay.
That does us a lot of good right now.
Next week. And the week after.
Big time.
Because you have yet to wear one for the New Jersey Devil shit in the bed.
Yeah. I hope you people realize.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I forgot. Nice, well done.
Nice.
It's about fucking time.
That's right. You make the thong bets.
Them. You bitches old.
We don't know what are you talking bitch. About?
Old Spliff did not make a roster. Dude. NFL.
When
Pro
was that
football.
Bet Old Spliff.
Ontario Smith.
Yeah.
For those people that don't know, Ontario Smith, former running back with the Vikings.
The original
Wizard. Why do we owe a thong bet?
He did not make an NFL roster.
When was that bet made?
That was the last show.
First
bitch.
Of all, just
no.
so you know, that
was
a
show
thong,
before.
That was a thong bet between you guys.
No, I got who?
I got
and the walnut here.
I
just
got
so
zero
you know,
to do with that shit.
That was before he probably tested positive and probably got suspended for a year.
Because
we'll research it.
I didn't think that motherfucker was making
back.
It over the border.
Yeah. If he was not suspended for a year, he would be in an NFL roster.
But he's not, is he?
No, because
okay.
he's suspended.
All right, then. You lost, bitch.
Anyway.
Admit it.
Let the walnut start his shit.
Well, let's do a little housekeeping. We got a shot.
We got a shot bet for what?
Your son.
Oh, for Riley. Right. Big Riley, little viral meningitis, is back 100%.
Nice.
Back in the mix.
Nice.
That's part of the reason why the show hasn't been done in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But we're back.
Solid. Love it.
Awesome.
Ooh. All right, the Nibba. Game, hell, what games are we on?
The Nimba?
The Nibba.
Nibba.
NBA.
Game That's six, Nibba. Right?
No, 3-2, 3-2, yeah, game six for both
yeah.
of them.
Yep, That's what I'm thinking, yep.
What's up?
They've been absolutely fantastic. Who's been the best player of this round so far?
The mad German, Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk Nowitzki's been tearing it up.
50 points last week, or last night.
Last night, 12 rebounds.
Dwayne Wade's coming in to be a superstar, so you got to give him his props, you know.
Oh, definitely. Dwayne Wade's definitely a factor in this whole series.
Dirk and Wade.
You know, I don't know what you're asking, but I got Miami go the whole way.
Really?
Yeah.
Diesel's back?
Shaq Diesel's in the mix, and Dwayne Wade is probably the next superstar that's going to come out and possibly be up there with LeBron James and Kobe Bryant as far as the best players
sure.
in the league.
And Nowitzki. No. I still think he's the MVP, man.
Wade's not at this point up there with LeBron and
he's
Kobe.
Up there, but he's not mentioned in the same breath with all the rest of the commentators. You listen to ESPN, he's not up there, but I think his skill-wise.
Even with his awesome playoff run last year, Dwayne Wade, that's where he got on the map.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But,
I
don't put Nowitzki in there at all because he's consistently a good player, but he's not consistently going to do the 50-12 or
like
take over a game like
that's
Dwayne.
That's a problem.
You're right. I don't like Kraken.
Why?
Wow.
Why?
Why is it always got to be racial?
But that piece of shit Steve Nash can get an MVP, and they're going to get whooped. They're done. It's over.
Phoenix, done.
Yeah.
Dude.
Done. Over.
When, if, let me just throw this out there. If a white guy from Canada... is going to be the MVP in
fucking foreigners.
When is a black American going to be the MVP in the NHL?
NHL?
I'm just throwing that out there. That's their sport.
You know, Grant Fear
I'm just switching. I'm going back and forth.
Hold
you know what I'm saying?
He should have been MVP that one Stanley Cup year for the Oilers, man.
But he was
hold on. The walnut just said their sport. Whoa. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, we'll have to
play that
what
back.
What are you talking about? Talking about Canada. That's their sport.
Fuck Canada.
Dude, that's their sport. That's their national sport.
It is. You're right. Racist.
Fuck. Like, what are you talking about?
We're going to have to break the baseball
and football, that's our sport. Globally, that's our sport. Hold on.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Baseball, the most Americans out of any country, I mean, U.S. U.S. Players dominate as far as percentages go.
Baseball.
And same with football. Most U.S. players in that major sport. Now, hockey, the other four. The third of the four major sports.
Roger.
Canada has the most players.
Roger that.
It does. Percentage-wise.
Is it still there?
Yep. Yep. All right. So, you could argue that that's their sport. Now, what is the fourth out of the four majors?
Somebody
it's
write
probably
in.
Not a good thing to debate with less than a week to go with the World Cup coming up.
The Stanley Cup.
Blah, 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 blah. No, the World Cup. Coming up. FIFA, whatever.
We don't talk about soccer. Actually a good stat that, you're fucking right. I hate soccer.
Unite the world. Fuck that.
Unite the world.
Wing to center. You holding?
Yeah, holy score. It was a fucking great match. 0-0. It was a fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it was 9 hours.
Yeah, soccer, great.
Sleep.
Hey, 35 people arrested.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good
20 shit. Dead.
That's a light day.
20 dead.
Yeah, right. That's awesome.
I would like to know, though, like, speaking of your little stats there with Canada, as far as being the major hockey capital of the world, what is the population of blacks in Canada?
There's a lot.
As the Hammer would like to call them, colored.
Colored?
Hey,
wow. My peeps.
All right, I'm kidding. I tried to instigate some
hate mail
there. By
the end of the summer, I'm going to be colored. What's up?
Some hate mail there. But anyway, that would be a good reason, like you were saying, as far as the fact black athletes in the NHL. Obviously, they're growing. The numbers are growing. But did you say who's going to be the MVP?
Well, I just went from, Steve Nash, a Canadian white guy.
Fuck him.
In a predominantly U.S. black-dominated sport.
Sure.
You got a guy from above from the Great White North.
The northern border.
That's white. So when are we going to send, we being the U.S., gonna send
a black athlete
to dominate the NHL and be the MVP?
I don't think it's that far. Jerome McGinley is what? Is he?
Unfortunately, he's Canadian.
Is he? You know what?
If we can teach Tiger Woods how to skate, I bet he can dominate hockey. What's up?
Okay, Canadian isn't a race.
Obsess about it.
Canadian's not a race; it's a nationality.
Correct.
So Jerome McGinley doesn't just because he's Canadian doesn't mean he's not black or white.
He's black. But he's still not American.
Oh, okay. Now I see what you're
saying. I'm talking about a black American.
I thought you were talking about flat, just
not a black Canadian.
Black.
Bottom line, he's French Canadian, and they piss me off.
I thought you were talking about a black MVP.
Because of the exchange rate?
Yeah.
Why? That's intelligent.
Ha ha ha. Fuck you. Fuck you, man.
Peppy lip.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, bomb Canada.
Remember the racial divide?
Yes.
Fuck Canada. I'm putting a wall up across our border.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck Canada.
Hammer's going to be the president of the fucking...
Why? Pissed off.
Why?
Because they don't like us.
They don't like us?
Nah, I don't think
so. Anyway, this is way off the topic.
Yeah.
Let's get back on track.
Nice.
All right, NBA playoffs. We got to pick a winner here. What do you think?
I said Miami. Hoops got Miami going the whole way.
What do you got, Ronald? You can have the same thing.
No, I can't. I'm going with my boy, Nowitzki. I'll take Dallas, man.
You're taking Dallas the whole way?
Fucking score, run and gun,
so
baby.
Is that a thong bet?
I think we definitely have to make this a thong bet.
It's a thong.
Okay. Hoops got Miami, Hammer's got Dallas, and who does the Walnut have?
Your mama.
Nice.
I told you I only watch the last minute and a half.
Of
these playoffs.
The games.
Of Hammer and your mama?
The games.
Sweet.
So I can't intelligently.
You're still going to have to throw something out there.
Fuck.
You know what sucks, man? Is
the pressure's
Detroit
building.
Was my first
fucking
pick.
A.
Remember I said it was my homer pick, my sexy pick,
yeah.
Detroit?
That's not a sexy pick.
Whatever, man.
No, it's really not.
But
a sexy
what
pick.
Happened to their D, man? They
That's like dry docking your eighth grade girlfriend in the schoolyard kind of thing.
Wow! Holy shit, that was nice.
That was a good one.
And in a later episode, the walnut will explain what dry docking is. Because I don't know what the fuck it is. That was nice, though. That was solid. And what's your pick, Walnut? Who you got?
And you can't take the Hurricanes.
Oh, I wish
that's
we had
NHL.
Cricket soundtrack nice. Right now.
Well,
be cool, man.
I'm actually going to go with the Pistons.
Whoa. Détroit.
Yep.
Well, Détroit.
I think they're going to come back. Call me a homer.
And a hooker.
Homersoda.com. Yeah, you can go out there and find my photo.
What's up?
Yeah.
We got a bomb bit. Nice.
I think the defending champs, until they're dead and buried, they're...
They got to be there, man. Yep. Because their defense has got
Flipnosis.
I think isn't San Antonio the defending champs?
Yes,
but Detroit won it
2 years. I still think
they were there last year.
As the defending
They're the team to beat.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. I agree.
Thanks for the clarification.
Fucking got it. Anytime.
Move on. Let's get to the NHL.
Anytime I can call you out, it's my pleasure.
Game 7 last night. The Hurricanes pulled it out. The old Fear the Whale. Hartford Whalers.
Rod Brind'Amour. Unbelievable.
Versus,
in the league, how long?
Edmonton.
Hey, keep cutting them off, dude.
My bad.
No, that's okay.
That's cool.
The Whale versus Edmonton last night. The Whale upset or came back in the third period to end up ousting the Buffalo Sabre.
Sabre.
As it were. by a score of 4-2.
Awesome.
And Hammer was just alluding to Rod Brind'Amour.
We got to give him a
number
shot.
17, the Capitan.
League 17 years. He's going to get another sniff at the cup.
Putting Lindy Ruff in his no goal bullshit. Eh, fuck you. You're out of your misery. Lindy Ruff, I just can't stand
him. Dude, you went back.
Isn't it? Yeah. 99.
Well done. 99
Stanley Cup. Well done. So, Edmonton, Rolly the goalie. It's going to play for his name.
Sucks.
Being etched on Lord Stanley.
No, it doesn't suck.
Holy grail.
I'm happy for Rolly, man.
Rolly's your boy.
He's an MVP.
MVP?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. He has carried Edmonton through the playoffs, man.
I heard him
you
interviewed.
Upset Detroit, best team in hockey in the first round. It was all him. But he let in, like, less than a goal a game. It's my boy.
Good Lord. Talking about jumping on the bandwagon and jumping on someone's nuts.
And there's a few Minnesota boys on the Edmonton team.
Well,
so
I heard.
I'm going with that, but I'd love to see Rod Brind'Amour win a fucking cup.
That would be cool.
Playing with Philly for so long, get there, not there. What's up?
I know.
All
right. Rolison was interviewed earlier today on Minnesota Sports Radio. How he's getting crucified in Canada because his first three starts he was 0-2-1.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, a further blame for their misery up there. And he said actually in Edmonton there was more of a pressure on them to make the playoffs than there was to go far or further in the playoffs. So now that they're in the Stanley Cup Finals, he's actually being treated like a rock star in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Wherever he goes, it's limos and bodyguards and in Edmonton, Alberta.
But remember the end of the regular season, Edmonton was scratching and clawing to make that playoff spot, and they made it.
Yep.
But that's why, and that's why they made the trade for Rolly the goalie.
That's
and I
right.
think you were, I think, Walnut, you were at the same game. That I was at.
Correct.
And he came back, and he still had his Minnesota Wild breezers
yep,
on.
Yep, yep,
with
the breezers.
Awesome.
Yep. With the Oilers pullovers.
Or yep. Yeah,
and they snapped on or Velcroed on.
It's
awesome. And we hate raped them, and we saw the underwear, which was the Minnesota
exactly.
Wild underwear.
Them.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
but
we cut his hair and fucked him with a broomstick. What's up?
Well, what are you going to do?
You going to be happy for him if he wins it?
Absolutely. I'm happy for him now.
Well, fuck you.
Whatever. He's not a family member. Fuck him.
He's not on my team.
Whoa.
You goddamn right.
We got a first round pick for him, and if they win the cup, the pick goes from number 17. It's not like any other sport. It goes from number 17 to 30th.
Yeah.
Well, What?
Which sucks ass.
Actually, it is like a lot of sports because like that almost happened for the Minnesota Timberwolves and the NBA. If the Clippers had went further in the playoffs, we'd had a less percentage chance. We wouldn't even be in the top 10 for picks. But thanks, Cassell. Anyway, you're fucking ass. You think Sammy Willie C. Collette or fucking Dino Cicerelli be happy for Dwayne Rollison winning the fucking cup?
Probably.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? They never played together.
And you know why?
I'm saying if they were on the same team.
Speculation, once again. What's up?
That's what we do. That's a sports show. All that's right. What we speculate.
Back in the day, well.
I'm saying.
Rolly was in goal.
An old school hockey player. Probably. You think he'd be happy.
See, if Gilly Melosh had gotten traded and to the Bruins and they won the cup, chances are they'd be happy for him. And you know why? It's because they have a brotherhood, a kinship. They all shared the same blood for a while because they all banged the same dirty whores.
In every city.
The fucking chick on the end of the fucking skate line. Check this out.
Every dirty ass city. Obviously, that's not the NFL, dude.
Oglethorpe fucked her, you know? Oglethorpe
fucked her.
She was a what?
I heard it from some guy. It's true. The third, last girl on the pinwheel of the ice extravaganza.
Check this out. When Ray Bourque left the Bruins, won the Stanley Cup with the, what the fuck you call him, Avalanche?
Good Lord.
All the Bruins were happy. Yeah, everybody in hockey was happy.
Entertaining. That's Ray Bourque.
God, you fucking stink.
That is Ray Bourque. That's the same
as dude!
Anyway.
Holy crap. We may have to stop the show.
Awesome. All right, let's move on. Well, hey, let's make some picks here. You want to make another thong bet, bitches?
Anyway, let's do something. Fuck.
All right, I got the Oilers winning it, and Rolly the goalie MVP.
It's MVP.
Yep.
I got Carolina taking it.
Really?
Yep. I'm just going with Carolina. I don't
know any hockey players.
You're right. I don't. Let's just do it. I got Carolina. What's up?
All right, dude. Thong number two.
That's a thong bet.
No, giddy
up. Let's make that a shot bet.
Shot bet.
All right. Shot bet is who thinks that Carolina's going to win, Hammer thinks Edmonton's going to win.
I'm going to go with the Oilers.
Walnut goes with Edmonton.
Because of goaltending.
Yes.
Yep. Cam Ward.
Who's in there? Oh, by the way.
They're
Rolly the goalie.
The Hurricanes have had a little bit of goalie turnover during the playoffs, even though Cam Ward the last two games has been hot.
On fire.
They had a little bit of internal conflict, controversy.
But they play hard as a team, man.
They do. Anyway.
Dude, you gotta stop shitting yourself.
You gotta start watching that fucking Stanley Cup, goddammit.
Anyway.
All right, man. I've been dedicating my time to the playoffs in the NHL. I dig it. Anywho, come on, kid. Let's go.
Crickets.
Hit the button.
All right.
This is where you come in.
I'm fucking
Walnut.
Just trying.
Let's just roll,
I'm
man.
Trying to breathe. I'm You're trying to breathe.
You gotta keep the shit rolling. Oh, come on.
Man,
you wish it was that bad.
I
want to
open the door. Why is it gotta be so well
Nobody
insulated?
Nobody knows what the fuck you guys are talking about. Fucking ass wind sucks.
I think it's time to insert sound clip here.
Let's do it. What
All right.
What do we got?
Little MLB action. We're going to talk about two designated hitters that were coveted in the offseason. Frank Thomas, 03. Okay, so it's three. I get the old read between the lines, three. Yeah. We got Frank Thomas, who signed with the Oakland A's. We got Rondell White, signed with the Twins. And who else? Hammer?
Jim Thome.
Jim Thome.
Well, that really wasn't okay.
So
there's
my craw, there, man.
There's major market, and there's everybody else.
Yeah,
you know.
Good
so
point. Good point.
You know, no, man. There's the Yankees, and there's everybody.
Well,
else.
Well, there's New York, LA, and Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
so
no, I wouldn't.
Tony went to one of those three, and then there's the cast-offs to the small market.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't put Chicago
okay.
on the same.
What are you asking?
All right.
What are you asking?
So let's do this. Let's lump all the three in. Okay, Jim Thome, obviously. I mean. He's on pace to contend for the MVP. And then you have the Rondell White versus Frank Thomas situation.
That's what we're going to talk about.
And holy God, the Twins didn't want to pay Frank Thomas. And Frank Thomas has been hate-raping everybody.
Yup.
But
He used to put up Babe Ruth numbers, man.
Whoa, easy with the Babe Ruth reference.
Frank Thomas?
You're going to put Frank Thomas with Babe Ruth.
His first 5 years,
Babe Ruth. 5 years? You're going to put next to what? How many years did Babe Ruth play? Like 15?
Thomas has been 20? Well, yeah, he's fallen off. 15 years?
In the last 5 years, he's fallen off the map.
So you're going to put him with Babe Ruth?
I wouldn't put fucking Rondell White even close to Babe Ruth.
Nobody did. Frank Thomas,
his first 5 years, man.
Oh, my God.
He put up 300 hitter. Power hitter, ribbies, walks, everything.
I think Rondell White in his prime had about...
as good as Matthew Liedkrug.
Had about a drunken Torrey Hunter year.
No shit, dude.
Yeah.
So this is no contest. Frank Thomas, it would have been the buy for the Twins this year. God, he owns the fucking Metrodome, too. Just like Jim Tomey. And that's still fucking the fuck out of me. Fuck Rondell White.
Yeah. What's the question, anyways?
Yeah.
Was there a question?
Just bringing it up, saying, hey, you know.
Who'd you rather have?
Well, of course, Frank Thomas. I mean, Rondell White's got a fucking .98 average. No home runs, 14 RBIs.
Yeah.
And 14 more at-bats than Frank Thomas. I don't understand why the Twins haven't sent him down to the minor leagues and brought up a minor league hitter. Any hitter's going to be better than that.
He's going to catch fire soon.
I don't know if there's like a CBA type thing or like a veterans contract type thing.
Frank Thomas has got a .484 slugging percentage versus Rondell White with .234.
So that means you're barely hitting the ball.
Holy God.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Zero home runs for Rondell White, 12 for Frank Thomas.
Now watch, after this show, he's going to catch fire this week and hit six dongs.
Well, that's what freaking Gardenier's hoping for, is that he'll just all of a sudden just, next thing you know, hit the gaps.
Just wishing Ruben Sierra was back, because he's proven.
He's not. How?
Rondell White's proven, too. He was almost a .300 hitter.
Yeah, dude. He was.
So you can't say that. Ruben Sierra's nothing either. They're both old has-beens. We need to fucking start looking to the future.
Amen. Yeah. Bring up all those guys.
You should have brought up Matthew Liedkrug's numbers. Because they're better.
Speaking of Liedkrug, speaking of Matthew Liedkrug, Frank Thomas or Frank Robinson was crying, talking about how he had to take him out and how embarrassed he was.
Brutal.
He let six or seven men steal on him and had two throwing errors in one inning.
Yep.
And he took him out mid inning.
Mid-inning, that's something you just don't do.
I honestly didn't even know that Matthew Liedkrug was still playing in the majors.
Still in the bigs.
Oh, my God.
Playing for the Nationals, baby.
Oh, my God.
Speaking
that's
of
horrible.
That teams cool. that we haven't heard much from that are now in the limelight, how about the Detroit Tigers? Holy Christ.
That's
Where
amazing.
Where the fuck did they come from?
I don't
and
even
the
know.
Rockies are winning with a good pitching staff in Colorado.
I don't even know if our boys in Detroit for sure are even following baseball, but that's a pretty big deal.
Man?
If Detroit's the best team in baseball,
they're
still
going
to take a shit, like you were saying.
They have to be.
They're going to take a shit.
Exactly. Baseball's in cycles. I mean, that's just the way baseball is. You go up, you go down. You're hitting or you're not hitting. You're pitching, you're not pitching. I mean, it just doesn't stay consistent all year for anybody. New York's bought the best talent in the big leagues, and they still can't stay consistent. Because
they're all hurt.
But that's just the way baseball is. That's why a .300 average is good in baseball, even though it's shitty. Percentage-wise.
Yeah. Speaking of average and the models of consistency.
Yes, sir.
One gritty-gutty local boy, Joe Mauer.
Local boy.
Turned local hero.
Just so you know, St. Paul, Minnesota, Joe Mauer, he's a catcher for the Twins.
Played for Creighton.
Creighton-Yarham Hall, played local high school baseball and everything, obviously.
He actually went to the same high school as Chris Winkie, who played for the Blue Jays and is still a backup quarterback for the
Carolina Panthers. Yep.
He actually signed at Florida State.
Yep.
Signed for Florida State and signed with Florida State and was the same the high school
Gatorade athlete of the year.
Quarterback of the
Big
year.
Quarterback of
in
the year.
Same year that Wanky was the collegiate quarterback of the year.
Oh yeah, really?
The same
nice.
Year. Yep.
That's awesome.
And here's another Minnesota connection. In that same year at the National Quarterbacks Awards Banquet, all four of these guys were there. AFC Player of the Year, Rich Gannon. Married, former Viking.
Former Viking.
Married
Bud
to
a daughter.
Married to Boom Boom Bill Brown's
daughter. Boom Boom Bill Brown.
Yeah, Boom Boom Bill Brown.
He said,
and,
I got that autograph.
And in that same year, Dante Culpepper.
Wow.
So talk about a Minnesota connection.
Nice.
And
hey, that's a
in
six
a silent
degrees.
Auction.
That's
check
a
it out.
Degrees.
In
Seven
a silent
degrees.
Auction, I have assigned 99 champion Florida State football. And they were both number 16 by Wanky and Joe Mauer.
Wow.
And we had drafted him, being the Twins, but we hadn't signed him yet.
Better hold on to that shit.
Uh-huh.
Did you have sex with all of them?
Twice.
Awesome.
What's up?
Very nice.
What do you got?
Stamina.
Nice.
Very nice. Yeah,
well
Joe
done.
Mauer could have gone to Florida State, which once you're quarterback at Florida State, you are pretty much NFL bound.
Mm-hmm. You're world famous.
Yeah, exactly. So what were you going to say?
I just, if you've ever listened to a commercial, this is what it sounds like. Hi, this is Joe Mauer for Village Chev. I want to tell you about all the deals this week, but I really don't have the personality to pull it off. Thanks. I'll see you on the diamond.
That's
Joe Mauer.
Joe Mauer is 23.
God bless him.
He's 23. He's going to come around.
Have a drink, for fuck's
Dude,
sake.
He's the
future. Have a drink.
We got Santana, Liriano, no. Mauer, Morneau. That's the future of the Twins.
Right.
I don't think he's ever had a drink.
Hold
ever.
Still.
Hold still. Can I go over some stats for
sure.
you for Joe Mauer?
Fire up.
I just happen to have them. Just because Joe Mauer, actually, St. Paul, Minnesota boy.
Joe Mauer with the power.
Has taken over the batting title, I'm being premature there.
Yes.
He's taken over the batting lead for the major leagues.
Future Hall of Famer.
With a future Hall of Famer. 362 batting average, which it's only a couple months into the league, or into the season, but he's still leading the majors. And last year, his first full season in the league, he batted... Go ahead, let it out. All right, let out the shenanigans. 294 he batted last year, his first full season.
Was it 294? I thought he had 301.
No,
damn.
His first full season.
As a rook?
Dude, 294
nice.
As a rookie is incredible. For
it
a,
is.
A
You're
catcher.
Lucky to find your jock strap every 3 out of 10 days.
And then when he was in the minor leagues, though, the most at-bats he had in the minor leagues, because obviously his career in the minor leagues was short.
Yes.
Because he's so fucking money. He had 110 at-bats 1 year, and he batted 393. Do you realize how incredible that is?
You want to know what's more incredible?
No.
If he wins the batting title, he will be one of, like, 3-4 catchers ever to win a batting title.
No, one catcher ever. One catcher ever.
Johnny Bench and Ivana Rodriguez.
No, Johnny Bench didn't win it. It was some
he
other
didn't?
Guy. No,
Are
it was
you
some
serious?
Other guy. Could
Some other guy.
No
oh,
shit.
I'm sorry.
I thought there
no,
were
no, no.
Labrado Migati Gigasis. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
You're something weird like
One
that.
Other guy won it, and that was 70 years ago for a catcher to win the batting title.
No
shit. Ivan Rodriguez hasn't won it. Mike Piazza hasn't won it.
No.
They've been close.
Piazza. Was he close?
Not Brzezinski.
Yeah. Both of them. No,
fuck
not,
him.
Not Prigazinski. They've both been close, but nobody's won it. And even like Mike Socha said that it's because a catcher takes a beating behind the plate.
Oh,
you take
dude.
A ball off the dirt into your wrist, and then you have to bat the next
you know,
15
if
minutes.
If you have a catcher that bats 275, that's a money catcher. You know,
exactly.
for offense. You
exactly.
know, as long as you can run a pitcher.
Some would say a money shot.
you would say a money
he
shot.
Yeah, Joe Mo.
Joe Mo.
Remember Brian Harper, dude?
Anyway,
he had a great average.
Anyway.
He never won
one. Point is,
Chris Rewell.
The point is
oh,
that
shit.
Catchers do not win batting titles because of the physical and the mental fortitude it takes
fortitude
behind the plate.
Spell it.
That's why a lot of people want him to go to third base because he won't have to do that because he's going up and down.
Yeah, but he's a catcher, man.
A
And he's going
to
prove it this
And he
year.
Wants to, too. So that's just
awesome.
The stats for Joe Mauer.
He's got a rocket for an arm.
Right.
He's got a
yeah,
rocket.
We got to figure out.
He's got an NFL arm. He can play
was
third base.
That won the batting
And
title.
He's also got more speed than most catchers just because,
he's
obviously,
young.
His football background and everything.
He's young.
No, it's not as young.
Rodriguez was a fast
What's
catcher.
Your point?
There's been fast catchers.
All right.
It doesn't make him fucking special.
There's been fast catchers. So
if he wins a batting title,
hit 400.
It makes him special.
You're fucking dumb, dude.
There's been fast catchers.
That's awesome.
Is Granny spry?
What?
Fucking.
What let's move on. We're getting long here.
What the
fucking
holy
hammer.
Getting
is
long.
Is common sense.
Nice.
Yeah. There's been fast catchers.
There's been catchers. Is that how I said it? Exactly.
It's not that's how your I voice, talk, too. Right? Watch that's your fucking voice. Mouth.
Head was down.
I like it a football. I kick the football for a touchdown. What's the next topic?
Well, yeah, I get the lead. You know, Flight 93. I'm going to bring that up because of this. It was in our little hiatus. It was on our topic list to talk about. But here's the thing. Part of the hiatus, I mean, we had everything going on up here. I mean, Jay's boy Riley had encephalitis. I had bouts of, scurvy.
Was it lupus? Was it lupus?
Strep, shigellosis.
Hammer had a tumor.
I had sand in my vagina one day.
one of 3 or 4 days I was in getting prescriptions, I looked up, and in a local pharmacy, not a video store, Best Buy, Circuit City, blah, blah, blah. In a local pharmacy, I looked up, and for $12.99, they had Flight 93 on the shelf. Must have been a hell of a movie. So my question is was it not an accurate movie? Was it, have either of you guys seen it?
No, I have not seen it. And the reason I originally wanted to bring it up as part of the show is the question I had for the Walnut and the Hammer was the fact that a lot of people thought it was too early to be bringing it up. We don't need to glorify what happened in 9/11. We don't need to make money off of 9/11, which this film company supposedly did. The question I bring up and my point in the having it come out is the fact that people have started to forget what happened on 9/11.
Yeah, you have to remember.
Exactly. The reason I'm okay with Flight 93 coming out and whatever they want to do with it, publicize it, whatever, is to bring awareness back to the country to being like, do you fucking realize what happened to the country on the day these terrorists attacked? Do you realize how many fucking people died?
What did you do?
Exactly.
When you saw that. I mean,
What do you mean? It was a conspiracy. The government made it happen so we could go into Iraq.
Are you serious?
That's what people are saying.
People are saying that shit.
And that's why the gas prices and all this shit.
That's unbelievable. Because
Jimmy Hoffa was running the cameras as we landed on the moon.
Exactly. Why are the shadows different on the moon than on Earth?
Yeah, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories. But that's the main reason I thought that it was a significant thing in the community. In the U.S. Because you don't want to forget. It's been 5+ years or whatever. You don't want to forget. You want to keep reminding people how atrocious it actually was. And that's a little too serious for the Hoop Hammer and the Talking Walnut show.
No shit.
But
time
it's important.
Heals, but, fuck,
but it's important. It's important.
Good. Don't forget, bitches, 9/11, man.
Go kick some ass.
Still kicking their ass. We should kick their ass more is what I'm talking about.
Right. That's what I say. I agree. Man. I agree.
Thong bets down, right?
Yes, sir.
We got thong
nice,
bets.
Nice, nice,
we got
nice,
we
nice.
Got shot bets. We got thong bets.
I think we're going to have to move on to Jack Hole of the Week.
Wow.
What,
I got it.
Who you got?
Awesome.
No. You put your hand up, I call on the next kid. What's up?
Nice.
Hey, Hoop, who you got? Fucking stupid kid.
I'm going to have to go, and a lot of people might disagree with me. I'm going to go with the Astros. I'm going to go with the Houston Astros.
From left field.
Exactly. I know it's from left field. A lot of people aren't thinking about it. I think they overpaid Roger Clemens, which a lot of people aren't going to like because he's a fucking rocket. And he's been fucking money forever.
Yep.
I just think, what'd they say, like $3.7 million a month he's going to make? That's ridiculous.
If he averages his last year's weak-ass stats, he'll make $132,000 per strikeout.
He will make $1 million per start.
That's what I'm saying.
But you get it down to, like, Jose Canseco, it was like 1,000-something per at-bat. Or when Nolan Ryan was at the end of his career, they paid him outrageous money. So why is that different?
Wait a second. You just threw a hitter in there with starters. What are you talking about?
Jose Canseco, when he was a top player paid.
He's talking about ridiculous money.
Fucking ridiculous money, right?
$4 million
sick,
a year.
Dude.
But the reason I call them jackholes is not just because of the money.
Okay,
because
of the money and it tying it in with
Hammer.
An old school Jose Canseco reference.
Yes, yes.
If A-Rod, you broke it down per at bat, or better yet, the roadies he's banged. You could end up, holy God, every slap on the ass was about $65,000.
Unbelievable.
Every Hummer was $130,000.
Where did we go? What happened here?
This is what's crazy though.
What happened here?
All these teams. You got the Yanks, the Sox, the Astros going after the fucking Rocket. And the Astros are in a slide. And he's like, yeah, I'll fucking sign with you.
Sure, why not?
A rainbow tree slide?
You know, you can. You can sign with the Yanks and get $2 million per start.
Yeah.
You just sign with the
Yanks. The whole point of that for me is them being the jackholes is the fact that they're paying him so much money. You're just setting precedents to pay people way more than they're worth. Just like your fucking Kyle Loesches of the world that have been sent to the minors and somehow some arbitrator decided they should make $3.95 million and get a $1 million raise. Even though they suck.
Right.
So I'm just saying they're setting a precedence that shouldn't be allowed. That's why they're jackholes of the week.
Kyle fucking Loesch. What's up? That fucking piece of shit. We couldn't even trade him for a fucking midget switch hitter. Right now.
Right.
The dude's won 2 arbitration cases in the last three years.
Hammer got for jackhole?
Kyle Loesch.
Kyle Loesch?
Yeah, man.
Do you realize most of our listening public don't know who Kyle Loesch is?
Fuck him.
Explain yourself.
Anywho. He's been a starter for the Twins the last...
They can Google him.
L-O-H-S-E. What's up?
Correct.
Google
him.
Anywho.
Check it.
Last few years, you know, he's been an average starter. He gets his arbitration cases.
Below average. He wins.
And now he's in the fucking minors. And the Twins can't get rid of him.
Yep.
Because there's no way we can get rid of him. We trade him for a prospect. We got to eat up half his contract, right?
That's a good jackhole.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, because he...
Like I said, we couldn't trade him for a fucking midget switch hitter.
Dude,
How many midget switch heaters?
I don't know. If you're out there, we'll trade you.
Yeah.
Hey,
fuck. Call in if you're a midget switch hitter.
There's got to be some Canadian baseball league that
has
one.
Dude, you're going to walk every at bat.
Right on.
Awesome.
Who's your jackhole?
My jackhole actually is the opposite of a jackhole. I'm gonna.
You can't do this.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
We call shenanigans.
Here it is. There's not a jackhole.
Haven't even heard it yet, and we're calling shenanigans.
Jackhole. Just do the anatomy out the bottom end. I'm gonna go with the jerk hole. Okay.
Okay.
The Minnesota government finally got it done.
Yes, sir.
We got our asses a stadium, so fuck
goddamn
yeah.
Right.
Damn it.
We got a college and pro baseball stadium this legislative session.
In this session.
Session.
And
that's a new word.
So my family was on a little road trip, and we brought Johnny Fun.
We call him the bearded.
What the hell was that?
We brought Johnny Fun. Well, he was a third wheel, fourth wheel, whatever. To Miller Park, and this is how effed up Wisconsin is. And we aren't gonna make this same mistake, right? You got Miller Park. We took a road trip there. Not a cloud in the sky, right?
Yeah.
They built their new stadium on half of the old county stadium parking lot, and then. The outfield half on a swamp, right? So their retractable roof.
It goes down.
It don't work, right? So they always got to keep the goddamn thing closed. Here's how effed up Wisconsin is. They got
awesome
70 degree day. Not a cloud in the sky. The retractable roof is closed, but they still have a tarp ready to go to roll out on the field. What the holy hell is that?
That's awesome.
And wow. I noticed that about 3 innings into the game, and I started laughing and making fun of everybody. I thought I was going to get beat to death with the rubber cheese heads. Yeah,
that'll happen in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but so my boy has got a sign that he was chewing on. No, he's 5 months old, right? It was his first and second baseball games, but he's got a sign that says. trip to Miller Park, you know, and bratwurst and all this stuff, $500. Outdoor baseball in Minnesota, April of 2010, priceless.
Nice.
It was absolutely fantastic.
Very solid.
Bert didn't circle us. You can go to hell, Bert.
Bert, if you're listening, that's why you're not
in the Hall of Fame. Why you're not in the Hall of Fame.
By my California math, fuck off.
Very nice.
But
very nice.
So, you know, they are my jerk hole of the week, and we got our asses a stadium, and now they
Who's
can
the
come over
hole?
And,
wait.
And jack hole is out the bottom, and jerk hole is out the top. Do I have to jerk?
Jerk and Jack.
Let me
fucking
face. What's up?
Right.
Who's the Jerk and Jack? Who are you calling Jerk and Jack? Twins? Bert Blyleven? Milwaukee?
No.
Plus
well,
Garniel. What's
jack
up?
Holes of the week are the people that built Miller Park. Jerk holes of the week. Right.
So Wisconsin.
The Minnesota
jack
legislator hole. That legislators that got the stadium done.
They get a notch.
That's awesome.
Solid.
All right, we're gonna bring the racial divide back in, and we're gonna build a wall along the Mississippi and fuck Wisconsin.
How about
too,
St. Croix? Because that would separate.
Why don't we
the Mississippi
Wisconsin
would separate us
Canada
from St. Paul.
So we're gonna have a bunch of light-skinned fucking crackers in Minnesota with a big wall around us. That's great.
Awesome.
Whatever works.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Don't break down.
It's gonna be
an
outbreak of fucking mongoloidism in this state, and I'm not gonna be part of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Pump it or dump
your,
it or dump
your
it.
Family tree is not gonna fork.
Oh, exactly. That's why we're gonna have mongoloidism.
It just goes straight down.
Hello. All
right.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Wow.
What? Nice. Let's go, goddammit.
Jesus, man.
Pump it or dump it. Hoop, NBA playoffs.
You got to pump it. Although, yeah, I agree that NBA has gone a little too street, whatever
really?
That means.
Whoa.
Yes.
Too street.
Too wow. street.
David Stern's getting too street for you.
David Stern is too street.
The thug
is saw. Bone. I saw him with some spinners in his shoes the other day.
Awesome.
I love the NBA because there's always a fantastic shot every time up and down the floor. Turnaround jumper, a big three, a big dunk. I love the NBA for that fact, but I think they're selling street a little too much.
Really?
Yep. But
David Stern's got right. It's making a lot of money, man.
Obviously.
Yeah.
How can they be too street if they all have a dress code?
That's a good question. They market a street, but then they give them, like, I want you in a fucking three-piece button-up suit.
That's right. We brought that into the show.
It's contradiction.
And that's when I fucking snapped.
So, why don't they just say we're gonna market to the street, but we got a pimp code for you.
Yeah.
I want to see the
fucking
big
going nuts
the big,
right now.
The big green feathered hat.
The pimp
right?
code.
Yeah.
You want to see goldfish in the shit,
yes.
don't you?
You goddamn
fly guy.
Pimp
of the year.
Tune in a goddamn time.
Fly
right.
guy or a fucking stripper. What's up?
What do you got, brother? Pump it or dump it, NBA. They're
I'm pumping it right now because we're getting close to the finals, and I'll watch that shit.
What?
I'm pumping it.
Okay.
Nice. National Spelling Bee. Hammer, pump it, or dump it?
Dump it. Unless another kid passes out when he gets a word right.
He didn't get it right. That's why he passed out.
He went, oh, Christ, I'm not going to be able to spell this. And he tipped right over.
Pump it or dump it. Why do fabulous. I get the fucking spelling?
I don't know.
Give me the fucking horse racing and NASCAR. Three things I don't give a fuck about.
Wow. Well, animosity
cool.
there.
I'm cool. I'm
Holy
cool.
Shit.
I'm cool.
Hammer just snapped.
Spelling bee.
Hoop weigh in on this?
Yeah,
what
do you got?
What
next? Who else is next?
I dump the spelling bee, and I'm offended that it's on fucking ESPN. I'm not saying that fucking America.
National TV.
America
last night.
Needs
it does every year, man.
ABC.
I'm not saying America needs ABC is part of the fucking Disney family.
No,
that's
I know.
Why it's on ESPN.
Applaud accomplishment.
He goes, applaud the Constitution. What are you, Muslim now?
Applaud the Constitution.
Holy God.
Holy fuck.
Hammer, use that in a sentence.
Hey, put the Quran down.
I'm
Holy shit. That was hilarious. I'm all for it. I don't, you know, obviously America needs to be illiterate, but ESPN is no place for a fucking spelling bee. As far as it's no place for equestrianship, it's no place for fucking
Did you say equestrian
NASCAR.
Shit?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's
I would call it the homeschool Super Bowl championship.
Awesome.
And then
kids never been out last the night, house until he went to the spelling bee.
Last now night, you know, I was out cleaning the garage Shitter. And I come into the house and the wife is watching the National Spelling Bee title on ABC. And I go, oh, you're watching a homeschool Super Bowl. And she goes, there's eight left and there's only one homeschooler. She got all offended.
Did you give her shit because right. she even knew that?
Sorry.
That's big time, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up? Oddsmakers in
there's
Vegas.
There's some beans that need to be counted.
Walnut,
sorry.
Check
sorry,
this Ali. Out. Oddsmakers in Vegas put the winner was going to wear glasses was 4-7. And the winner didn't wear glasses. It's like, nice!
What the walnut got for pumping it?
This is why I say pump it. This is why I say pump it.
You're pumping it?
This is why I say pump it. Because, like poker, you got to give the common, everyday, ordinary man, in this case, teenager, something to look forward to so they don't hang themselves from a tree. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
I mean, just.
I mean,
you got
man, we got some fucked up last names, man. We should put those on the spelling bee. And we'll kick all the fucking kids out, all right? They ain't gonna spell our shit.
Maybe a Polack will win the goddamn.
I love it.
What's up?
Nice.
You guys rock.
Awesome.
All right. God.
Give me another pump it or dump it.
Well, is
the Zeppelin gonna fly?
In the news recently, the last couple days, what do we got?
What?
Crickets.
Oh boy, stuck on stupid.
What are you talking about, dude?
Awesome. We need a pump it or dump it. Jesus, man.
This
what
hurts.
The fuck is her name? Brad Pitt and what's her name?
Angelina Jolie had a kid. What's up?
Is it Morphidite or is it got one sex? What's the deal?
It's a hermaphrodite. Not that I would know, but
hermaphrodite.
Why are we talking
name
about this?
Name is like Cooley.
Shiloh.
Shiloh.
Shiloh, what? Which cracks me up because on Wedding Crashers. Vince Vaughn's telling the priest about his childhood friend, and his name was Shiloh. And God bless Shiloh. We'd play chess, and he'd let me win every time.
Pump it or dump it.
All right. I'm pumping it.
Pump or dump Wedding Crashers. Pump it.
Love it. So.
Love it. Gotta see it.
All pump right. it or dump it. Twins gonna reel off four wins in a row.
Good
What's
Lord.
Up?
Anyway.
Jesus,
I think
man.
We should wrap this bitch up.
All right.
All right.
God bless all of you guys and
Whoa, wait a minute.
What?
Holy crap, dude.
God
no,
bless
no.
what?
I'm an atheist and he's Jewish.
Easy. Holy God.
Dude. When are you gonna bring the crucifix in?
I was talking to the people.
The people.
Not you
the
two bastards.
Oh, now you're
Holy
fucking...
shit, man, you're like Jared Falwell.
Not
I'm
you.
Not wearing makeup, bitch.
Now you're Jesus, I'm talking to the masses.
All right. Well, that's it.
That was the best part of the show.
We're going to close this week with me telling the Hoop and the Hammer to eat my ass.
Grab a dog. I took him. And I kicked the shit out of him. And I, all day long, I put up a dog's ass. Just bang, bang, bang up his ass. That's my pleasure.
I don't give a fuck.